Borenu v'Rabenu, Harav HaTzadik Reb Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He was that Navi Lashem Levadi. He lived in our world. He understood the mindset. He knew what was going on in today's day. And he was the one that was able to get the Torah Hashkafa, the clear Torah Hashkafa, into the hearts, into the minds of the masses. His particular significant influence will continue ad bias goyel. It's interesting, at the end, Rabbeinu was in the hospital. How bitter it was for him, because he was away from the Beis Medrash. That was his life source. And his great illustrious son, Harav HaGoyin HaTzadik, Rav Shmuel Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Gedola, Beis Yisrael. He wanted to give a little bit of encouragement to his father. So he said to Rabbeinu, tell me, do you have another sefer that you're going to put out? Is there anything in the works? Rav Miller, Ruach Kodshoi, did not respond. He didn't say yes, and he didn't say no. But I believe the reason that he didn't say no, although Rav Miller was so well planned out and organized, everything that was to be accomplished in life, he knew. The reason is because maybe he was aware that after he would leave this world and go to the Almadik Shait, that there was going to be hundreds of Svarim written here in an Eretz Yisrael, and all of the different organizations would get together. And when you come to Shul, decade after Rav Miller's passing, you get every week a kuntres, every week in English, every week in Loshon HaKodesh, every week for the children. Rav Miller knew that there was going to be proliferation of his works that was going to go throughout the world. And therefore, he didn't say no, because the hashpa of that Navi, the hashpa of that high Gavra Rabba will not end. It will just continue, and it will multiply, and it will grow greater as the years go on. How many Svarim have been put out? Rabbi Miller's answers to questions. Rabbi Miller's answers on Thursday night. Rabbi Miller's Ha'aras on the Parsha. The great Tzaddik, his Hashpa continues and continues. I believe that's the reason why he didn't say no, because he continues to write. The Hashpa continues to be in our world, even greater, greater after the passing of Rav Miller, in a certain way, even than during the time when he lived. Rabbi Avigdor, first name of the great Tzaddik, from Divrei Hayomim, Avigdor. So there we learn the Yalkut says, Shegadar Pirtzoseim Shel Yisrael B'yamov. What does that mean? Gedar. That he was able to repair the breaches of Klal Yisrael in his days. There were a lot of breaches. He came back from Slobodka, came into America. In those days, a lot of things, unfortunately, fell by the wayside. Shmiras HaMitzvahs, certain things were forgotten about. Rav Miller went from place to place, no matter where it was, no matter whether it was in the shul. He once said a shir, and I was present there. I was zoichet to be there. Tumah b'shulecho. And he said, where's the tumah? In a play on words, he says, it's in the shul. And he went to talk about a certain place where they were selling tickets for the Yom Noroim. And he said, what is this? What's going on Yom Noroim that they're taking tickets? How could it be? Tumah b'shulecho, he said it. He wasn't afraid. Lo yisaguru mipneish, he didn't care. No matter who was listening, no matter how strong the people were, no matter who were going to be the people that might take his words and be upset by them, because he did it lishma. He was a person that only wanted for the good of Klal Yisrael, for every man, for every woman, for every child. There was no segment of society, no segment of the community that was not affected by Rav Miller. If he went to a chasana and there weren't the proper gedarim at the wedding or a different simcha, Rav Miller let it be known in a wonderful way. And the people, they had the biggest Torah in their life. What a lesson they learned. When they would see Rav Miller, he would come in to a wedding and he would see something that wasn't right. He would correct it. Everybody had a lesson for life. They would always remember it. If he would go to a shul and there was something that was not correct according to our Messiah, according to our tradition, Rav Miller would correct it. I heard over from the great Rabbi Nass that he told me one time that Rabbi Avigdor Miller went to a shul in order to try out. He was going to try out to be the Rav in that particular place. So Rabbeinu came and he saw the place where the Rav sits. He's facing the Kahal, the Tzibur. Rav Miller, as was in Slabodka, he faced the Aron Kodesh. So it was a huge tender, a podium. Rav Miller went, turned it around. He took a chair and he sat down and he faced the Aron Kodesh. Needless to say, I don't think he got the job. But did he teach a lesson? The lesson was a person that is able to show by example, by leadership, to show what is the correct way to start to mend some of the breaches in Klal Yisrael. He did it. And when there was an organization that did something and sponsored an activity in order to raise money that was not correct, and it wasn't something that would fit into Hilchus Tznius, it was immodest, Rav Miller spoke out about it, even though that organization had some loose affiliation with the place that he was in. He didn't care. He spoke his piece, and because of that, even the people that initially did not agree with him, the people, and I was there one time as a young teenager in the shir, and he made a remark about something that was happening within the Israeli government. And there was one man, he was an older man, and he went, huh? Rav Miller said, excuse me? And Rav Miller said, excuse me? Could you say something to me? Were you in disagreement? Needless to say, the Balabos, although he was much bigger than Rav Miller, he understood. Kovet HaTorah, Kovet HaTorah. You could not deny it. The great Rav Huttner, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, the great Tzaddik, he said, although I don't agree with the Mashgiach, with Rav Miller, on every point, there is one thing that everybody agrees with. He is a Tzaddik. Everybody agreed on that. And so the man, although he had disagreed at first, came around to Rav Miller's way of thinking and became one of the greatest supporters of Rav Miller. That was the greatness of Rav Miller. Rabbeinu was able to take people because of his Avas Yisrael, and he was able to influence them. We were far away from what the Torah Kedoshah wants. Maybe we're still a little bit far. Klal Yisrael is great, but we needed to be understood. We needed that somebody with sensitivity, the sensitivity of the great Tzaddik Rav Miller, could come and tell us what we needed to improve on, the things that we needed to change. When we would leave a shir of an hour, we would be influenced. When we would leave the shir on Leil Shabbos and Chovos Halvavos, or Agadat Hashir, or the Gemara shir, it didn't matter what shir, you had a slightly different way of looking at the world. When you saw the sincerity, when you saw what Rav Miller got excited about, when he got all moved, that he spoke with fire, fire in his eyes and excitement in his voice, then you never looked at that thing in the same exact way. Rav Miller, the way he would describe an apple, and then one time took out in the middle of talking about Niflos HaBoire, the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he took out seeds from his pocket and he began to throw them to the crowd to tell them the greatness of the seed and the future of that seed. Who does that? Who had that hashpa? Who would take people on nature hikes and point out the Niflos HaBoire that nobody else would even think about? That was the greatness of Rabbi Miller, the great chesed that he performed. And why did people listen? Because they knew that his words were true. They knew it. The words that come out from the heart, they go into the heart. They were undeniable. People understood the level of care and concern that he had for everyone. In the early years, and I was privileged to be in the shul in East Flatbush. I'll never ever forget it. I'll never forget the Modest Shul, Rav Miller, giving over the shir and people packing in. The building wasn't big enough, but that was where the Makor was. And so it happened to be in the early years. Rav Miller on Yom Kippur was away for about 2 hours. And nobody had understood what the reason was. However, Emunas Chachomim, if Rav Miller was away, nobody would dare ask a question. Where was he? Where did he go? Is he okay? Everybody knew. The great tzaddik has his cheshbonus. Later, after Motzei Yom Kippur, naturally he came back by Mincha Nila. They asked Rav Miller, Rebbe, teach us, Yilamdenu. The great tzaddik said, I want you to know that when my children were younger, there was a certain family that used to live nearby, and I felt that perhaps they were slighted by something that I had said. That family moved to Canarsie. It was probably an hour's walk from the shul. I felt that the avodah on Yom Kippur is to ask mechila. We ask Hashem mechila, and we ask each other mechila. I walked to Canarsie, where they daven in that shul that I found out where they're at. And I went to ask the family mechila in case anything was taken in the wrong way that I had said. Who would do that? Who walks on Yom Kippur? Do I? Do you? Do you know anybody that does? But Rav Miller, he was an Ish Emes. He spoke the Emes, and he felt the Emes in his heart. And if there was someone that he felt, maybe in some slight way, that he may have insulted, he ran on Yom Kippur, took away from his own self in his own time, in order to ask Mechila. That was the Avas Yisrael that he had for anybody. It didn't matter how old, it didn't matter how young, it didn't matter whether it was in the Beis Medrash, it didn't matter whether it was in the street. It just didn't matter. Everybody was Rav Miller's friend. I came as a young bocher. He treated me the same way that he would treat a family member. He treated me and gave me the time that whatever I asked him, he would always give it with the greatest amount of patience. That was for anybody. That was for everybody. How interesting it is that an individual with the tzidkus and the greatness of Rav Miller, didn't find any shaila daunting. Didn't say, oh, we're not going to discuss that, or you asked that question? How could you ask that question to somebody like me? He never asked why you asked that question. He never said that's the question we cannot deal with. He dealt with every question because he knew the importance of giving over the information, the Torah true hashkafa to Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why, wherever he was at, people accepted him. When he was in a certain yeshiva, he told the gabbai of the yeshiva to bring him over a certain sefer. And there was a perush on Sanhedrin that had in it a pikorsus on evolution. And he said, bring me the sefer. He brought him the sefer. He told the gabbai, rip out that perush. Rip it out from the page. And the gabbai did. Another person would say, rip the parish out from the page? No. When we're talking to a Goyen Rebbe Avigdor Miller, everybody knew, it was clear, that whatever he had said was Torah true, and therefore his word should be followed on the moment. It's interesting that regarding his own personal life, the way of his hanhaga, the way that he conducted himself, was something that was amazing. What a person could learn from. He was in the Beis Medrash in New York. He was so impoverished that when it came time on Shabbos for the Suda, so for Shabbos afternoon, he invited his chavrusa, and together they had for the Suda hard-boiled eggs, apple, and nuts. Imagine sitting down to a Suda. We are used to all the things, basa v'dogim v'chol matamim, every type of herring, every type of fish, every chicken, every cholent, every type of vegetables In kugels, one kugel, you kidding me? Kolamoisif, you have all kinds of kugels. Desserts, drinks. Moreinu Rabbeinu sat there. Hard-boiled eggs. That's what I have Erev Tisha B'Av. Hard-boiled eggs. A little bit apples and some nuts. In fact, when he was in Slabodka, one of the people recorded and later said over that I remember in Slabodka they served one meal a day. One meal! You had to be Zoycha. Because the place where they ate was a distance from the yeshiva, everybody would end Seder on time, and they would run. Some people would hurry to go to the meal because they didn't have enough for everybody. If you got there and you had enough food, good. If you got there later, you didn't. Rav Miller, when he ended his Seder, he went. His footsteps were paced. He did not rush or hurry. If by the time he got there, there was food, he ate. If not, he didn't eat. He just returned and continued to learn. That was his level. What happened when his pants, his own pants, were patches upon patches? They were so worn out. Rav Miller naturally always went for the covet of a person that it should be in the proper way. So they said that it reached a time that he would keep his feet under the table where he was learning, so that people would not see patches upon patches. That was the covet that Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Miller had for all people. Isn't it interesting that in Tehillim it says, Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid B'yosef Amidbar Yehuda, that he said a Mizmor, he said a Tehillim, when he was in the Midbar Yehuda. Interesting. Kamelo Chavasari Be'eretz Tziya V'Oyev B'li Mayim. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh thirsts for you in a parched and thirsty land with no water. Very interesting, the Mefarshim point out that usually when a person is in the desert, when a person is in a place where there is no water, we're parched. After we're there for a while, we become hungry, we're famished. But what did David HaMelech say? No, that's not me. V'ani kervas elokim li toiv. For me, being close to Hashem is what is good. I place my trust in Hashem. That was Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. B'miut Sheino, just a little bit of sleep. B'miut Sicho, just a little bit of discussion. B'miut Achil V'Shtia, with a little bit of eating and drinking. Rav Zalman Cohen says that an individual that is Kulul Hashem, that is completely ruchani, that is spiritual, they're not interested in the physical world. They are more plugged in to the Olam HaRuchani, the spiritual world. Rav Miller said that when he was younger, he was very shy. Now, we couldn't imagine that Rav Miller was shy. Anybody that heard his shmooze and anyone that interacted with him, they knew that he wasn't shy. But yet he says he was shy. In the old days, they used to have to call up the operator on the telephone, and the operator, you would give the request, and then the operator would connect the call. They said when he would have to call the operator, he hoped that the operator was busy, so he shouldn't have to make his request. That's how shy he was. But then, when he was 17 years old, somebody had asked him from the local shul, one of the huge shuls that there were, that he should speak to the crowd on Kol Nidre night. Rav Miller, the one who was shy, the one that was embarrassed to call the operator, agreed. Es lasos l'Hashem, it's time to do something for Hashem. And he went, and there were over 1,000 people, and he darshan fully, and he was able to influence the crowd as a 17-year-old. What's the reason? Kiras Elokim. It didn't matter whether it was the closeness of himself or the closeness of Klal Yisrael. If there was a job to do, he was going to do it. Interesting, Chazal tell us in Yalkut Shmoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiv boicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, V'oimer miyokum li'imereim. Who is going to be the one who's going to rise up against the evildoors? Mi yisyasev li'im po'le oven. Who's going to stand up for me against those that want to do sins? Shemayim boichim. Then heavens cried out, Avar chosid min haaretz. There's no chosid left in the land. Everybody knows that there was great crying when Rav Miller left this world. Everyone knows. It's not the reason, says Rav Dov Pavarsky, concerning the crying over Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not just the reason that his Torah was going to come to a sort of an end. Because we know that the Torah continues. The reason is because the personality, the shine, the Shechinah Kedosha, all that Moreinu v'Rabbeinu wanted to give over in this world was much more. And that was going to stop. And that's the reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam says, who's the one that's going to be vigilant? Who is the one that's going to stand on watch for those times when Chas v'Shalom there might be a breach? Who do I have, if not for Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Harav HaGoyin Rav HaTzadik, Rav Avigdor Miller Zecher Tzadik Livracha? This past year, I especially thought about it because we know that Rav Miller said that during the Holocaust, unfortunately, during the Holocaust, in the beginning, there was just work camps. It wasn't yet that there was concentration camps. So people had to work. So it was backbreaking work. So they weren't treated nicely. But how interesting it is that many did not stop. They continued. They became Bundist and socialist. They were committed to the red flag. Even in the worst times, did anyone dream of Majdanek, of Treblinka, of Birkenau, of Auschwitz? They believed that they were just sent to hard labor camps. Unfortunately, they continued, and the atheists came, and they built up schools, and unfortunately, people had to go and participate in. So, said Rav Miller, because they didn't realize about Gehenna, they didn't realize that there was retribution, Hashem brought Gehenna down to earth. And I thought about Rav Miller so many times over the past year with the Magepha that broke out. Who knows, with all the beauty, with all the majesty of the Torah community, of Klal Yisrael in general, of every Yid, who knows, maybe there were some, maybe it was me that I didn't realize the depths of Gehenna. So Gehenna was brought into this world. Rabbi Yerucham said many people lost sight of what was going on, and because of that, they had to understand it in clearer terms. I only wish I could continue for hours and hours, personal zichronos of what Rabbi Avigdor Miller did in this world, what the great tzaddik did for all of us. I'll just end with a short thought. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oev elo mi she'oev es Yisrael. We learn in Mesilas Yesharim, Hashem doesn't love only those that love Klal Yisrael. When Rav Miller was learning in Slabodka, he asked his great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yitzchok Isaac Sher Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Oto Livracha, what was the Eitzah to acquire Avas Yisrael? And the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, choose one person, any individual, any person in this world, any family, and do good for them. Show them Avas Yisrael. Do whatever you can for them. And he did. He chose one family and he helped them out. And whatever they needed, he would try to do for them within his capabilities and beyond. And it came to be that that was his life's work. He helped everybody. Whatever he could possibly do, physically, mentally, spiritually, he did for them. And in fact, one time, I heard him myself. He said, you know, when you're looking out the window and you see a yid, or maybe somebody pushing a baby carriage, or you see a school and they're davening and they're saying, Moida Ani, the small children, give them all a bracha. Give them a bracha and bless them that they should grow to be great, that they should go in the ways of Torah, they should have everything they need, beruchnius or begashmius. And when you see a person, bench them, even they don't hear you, even they don't see you, it doesn't matter. Bless them, purify them, show them mercy. Always. That was his life's work. And I thought to myself, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, he is a Kohen. A Kohen. The nature is to bench Klal Yisrael. I asked on this yard site, while we are joined with so many wonderful, wonderful Achenu B'nai Yisrael from around the globe, I asked Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, remember when you told us about looking out the window? Remember what you told us about seeing Eden? I would like to ask that the great Tzaddik looks out from the Pesach, looks out from the door, from the Chaloin, of his lichtig in Gan Eden, of his special place in Gan Eden. Look in all the Yidin, bench us, be a Melitz Yoiser. Ask Hashem Yisborach that we should have the end of the Golos, that everybody should have what we need, Baruch Nias and Begashmias, Parnos Matuya Berevach, and Shalom Bayis, and that everybody should get along well, and that we should have Refuas and Yeshuas, and there should be a lot of Simchas. You cared about us so much in this world. You did everything for us. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, continue to care, continue to be a Melitz Yosha for all of us. Tei Zichro Baruch, Amen.